Before I say anything, I would like to preface my question by stating my gratefulness to you and all the Ahmadis in Zurich who were simply so helpful to me on your account and because of their love for you. My question is as follows. If you had something of great value, something that you treasure very much, and you did not know who to entrust it to, what would you do with it? Would you hide
it? Entrust
it
to God? That's the only answer. Because, you know, obviously that is the only answer, in fact. But it reminds me of some verses of the Holy Quran which speak on this subject. And they relate to the incident where Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Joseph, was ultimately thrown out of his home and he was turned into a slave by the caravan which picked him from a well. And the Holy Quran speaks of a later date when Joseph was about to return to his father, and or the father was about to meet him in Egypt. And he mentions this, according to the Quran, to his family members, that whether you call me mad, but I feel that I smell the fragrance of Yusuf. In answer to this, they said, you are always like it. You are just wandering in the wilderness of your wishful thinking, no more. And then they reproach him for crying for Joseph and wasting his heart away. So in answer to this, what he tells them, look here, it's no concern of you. I never cry before you. I only cry before God. What a beautiful answer, you know. I read it, you know, it absolutely overwhelmed me. So this is the true spirit of confession, in fact. Only such confessions are free from any psychological ills or other ills attendant upon them, which are made to God before Him and before none others. So sometimes when you're helpless, you can't trust anybody, even if he appears to be close, with your, you know, with the jewels which you have discovered, to share with them. Then share that with God, that feeling, and He will take care from then on.